with you, like if...
Well, we just bled one in it somewhere or another. There was no place to put them.
No place to tie it on the back or anything.
Well, you might have tied them up to the top of it.
Uh-huh. I was saying, now with the wagon, would you take the wagon when you were...
Well, he had generally covered wagon. You know.
Uh-huh. And you'd take that, was that when you were going to carry, take more with you?
Yeah, you'd take more with you on the wagon.
Uh-huh. But was that like the old Conestoga wagon?
It was a big old cover over it.
Uh-huh.
And you'd drive in the rain with just same as in the sun.
Uh-huh.
It was very nice driving.
I suppose you could lie down in there and take a nap, and the children could sleep in there.
Children could. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody, grown person ever thought about laying down, taking a nap and traveling. People used to travel to the west in wagon cover wagon.
Yeah, this was the same kind of wagons that they used in the settlement of the west.
They had a wagon train here, come from through North Carolina and back through Mountain City and Shounds and around. A week or two ago, the set of it was awful nice. I never seen it.
Well, that was just kind of...
That was just a showing, you know.
Showing them what it was like in the...
Yeah, what a wagon train was.
In the old time. But did the wagon... Now, the wagon trains went out of Mountain City? Were there wagon trains going from Mountain City to Knoxville and things like that?
Well, I don't know where they went. They went. They started in North Carolina somewhere and come with West Jefferson and through on through then back to Mountain City and was planned to come down here on the branch, this barn, horse barn, but they never got that far. The drain, so they had so much trouble, they didn't get their whole trip out. They had to cancel it.
They were never troubled much by Indians after the Civil War, I suppose.
I don't remember anything about that.
There have never been any Indians around here.
I never seen them, just the pictures.
Uh-huh. There's some over, maybe some over in the Cherokees over in...
Cherokees, there's lots.
Over on Asheville.
Yeah.
You ever been to Asheville? That's
no.
That's farther south.
Never have been there.
Well, I'm about finished. I think I'll be getting back to. I sure do appreciate this, though. You've been very kind and sweet. It's been a real real pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you a lot.
I really mean that because I talked to a lot of elderly people and...
There was one woman here yesterday that couldn't hear. She had a hearing aid and you just had to holler your very best and then I couldn't make her hear me.
Do you use a hearing aid?
No.
No hearing aid at all and
no,
you just...
No.
It's really... And how's your eyesight?
Well, my eyesight's good.
I
wear glasses, but I can thread a needle without them. But
can you really?
But I wear them. It keeps my head from hurting.
Uh-huh.
Or something. I don't know what.
Do you read much?
I read the Bible a lot. And
uh-huh.
I look sometimes at the papers.
Uh-huh.
I just look them over.
But you use your glasses for reading, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's just wonderful. This has been a real pleasure for me. I think I can't remember talking to anyone that I've had more fun with the interview. It's really been just swell. Yeah. You know,